Hello, I'm Alex Haley. For over 40 years, Colonial Williamsburg has provided the public with quality programs that teach our nation's heritage to those who visit. More recently, Colonial Williamsburg has begun telling the story of Africans, over half of Williamsburg's 18th century population, who were the only unwilling immigrants to North America. At Williamsburg, they teach this history using a variety of methods, and one of the most popular methods is storytelling. The story of the black men, women, and children who helped to build this nation is integral to the history now taught at Williamsburg. Though educational by design, the selections we have chosen will intrigue anyone who is interested in history and who is entertained by a good story. Stories that were first told under African skies. Chosen as a setting is the newly constructed slave quarter at Carter's Grove, a plantation owned and operated by Colonial Williamsburg. The location was selected because it is a realistic rural place where African Americans assembled to share stories. The atmosphere among the people gathered at the slave quarter under a full moon, with only the accompanying sounds of birds, animals, and other creatures of the night, harkened back to an authentic time and place. It is hoped that a scene will be evoked in the listener's imagination, similar to this one described in 1869, by Thomas Higginson, a colonel in the Union Army.
Strolling in the cool moonlight, I was attracted by a brilliant light beneath the trees, and cautiously I approached it. A circle of 30 or 40 soldiers sat around a roaring fire, while the old uncle, Cato by name, was narrating an interminable tale to the insatiable delight of his audience. It was a narrative, dramatized to the last degree. And even I never witnessed such a piece of acting. And all this with the brilliant fire lighting up their red trousers and gleaming from their shining black faces. This is their university. Every young Sambo before me, as he turned over the sweet potatoes and peanuts which were roasting in the ashes, listened with reverence to the wiles of the ancient Ulysses and meditated on the same.
Those blacks who were brought to South America, North America, and the Caribbean all sprang from one homeland, West Africa. While their conditions would differ from place to place, the root of their culture and experience was similar. The stories you are about to hear sprang from that common West African beginning.